What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Our show today, it is Tuesday, December 13th, 2016, getting into the middle of the month here, coming up on Christmas, coming up on the Electoral College, coming up on the first official day of winter. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Getting right on into it, the latest from Clinton Mageddon is this battle for a soft coup d'etat against Donald Trump is continuing. And a lot of people are starting to really put it in the context of Donald Trump against the CIA and Donald Trump against the establishment. Article over at Veterans News Now, Trump's showdown with the CIA and this bogus story about Russian hacking, which, as it turns out, is entirely circumstantial and based on a single anonymous source. Now, not that I'm a big fan of the CIA, but there's something you all need to keep in mind. Over the last three decades, the Clintons have acquired incriminating information on anybody in positions of power. And because of that Operation Screwworm out of Arkansas to Nicaragua in the mid-1980s, Hillary Clinton is in a position to blow the whistle on the fact that the Central Intelligence Agency has been a major importer of illegal drugs into this country, into the streets of America, into the hands of our children. So it isn't that the CIA is supporting Hillary Clinton. I think they would rather that she just faded off into the sunset and offended no more. But Hillary has the CIA by the short and curlies over that cocaine smuggling that was going on to fund the gun running into Nicaragua back in the 1980s that eventually blew up and became the Iran-Contra scandal. And Congress was forced to have hearings, but they only did a limited hangout. They acknowledged the gun running, and they tried to sort of tangle up Iran with all of this in the hostage situation. But the one part of the story that was kept under wraps, the part of the story the government never admitted to, was that all of that was being funded by cocaine money. Because that smuggling operation into Nicaragua was illegal. It was a violation of the Boland Amendment and the Logan Act. And so Congress was not approached for any funding and wouldn't have authorized the funding anyway. So the CIA just got involved in the drug trade. Nothing new there. They were doing it with heroin back during Vietnam. And Hillary Clinton can blow the whistle on all of that. And that's why the CIA is working so hard to try and overturn the Trump election. It's not that they like her. Quite the contrary. But Hillary Clinton has got much of official established Washington by the tender places. And I will make a prediction here. On the day when it finally sinks into Hillary Clinton's little brain that she's not going to get that White House, she's going to start wrecking careers. We may see some of the top politicians and officials of this country literally skedaddle to places without extradition. That's how bad it's really going to be. Now, before we get into it a little more, I want to wander off on a little side issue. As you know, over the past couple of weeks, I've been talking about Lee Remini's program on Scientology, what happens after you try and leave the church. I'd mentioned this other HBO documentary, Going Clear, about the Scientologists. And I guess somebody thought it would be funny to put my name on the mailing list for the Church of Scientology. So I'm starting to get junk mail from the Church of Scientology of Los Angeles. And get this, it's the Spanish language version, a language I neither read nor write and can barely speak. I'm really impressed with you guys over at the Church of Scientology. Very, very, very perceptive you are. Now then, getting on back to this Russian hacking situation, this is already starting to come apart. The Republican Party is now out there demanding that the CIA must make public any hard evidence they have that Russia has intervened in this election in any way. so far. It's innuendo. It's rumor. It's an anonymous source. The CIA is now saying they did not actually, in fact, send a secret report to Congress. We don't know where that came from. Washington Post carried it as the gospel truth. It's all Russia's fault, you know. And I can already see what's going to happen. Kids are going to start going into school and telling their teachers, remember the dog used to eat their homework? No more. No, Russia stole my homework. That's going to be the new excuse. And they're demanding evidence, and they should have evidence. Now, interestingly enough, the director of national intelligence has come on out saying they do not support the CIA's claims of Russia hacking the U.S. election because there is no evidence whatsoever, and the FBI concurs. And there's something very interesting buried in this because, as you know, Donald Trump had been talking about the DNI no longer being a cabinet position. So the DNI would be thinking, well, you know, if Hillary's going to be the president, this is still going to be a cabinet position and so forth and so on. But basically they're coming on out and defending Trump against the CIA's allegations. And what that tells me is that probably all of the electors are under surveillance, and the DNI knows that Hillary Clinton is not going to get the 38 faithless electors she needs to steal the White House. And so they're basically out there saying, see, there's a need for a DNI. It needs to be a cabinet position to protect the White House against our internal threats, so forth and so on. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, Judge, let's see. Let me just type a quick message to our control room here. Now, Judge Andrew Napolitano is out there saying that, as far as he can tell, the NSA knows Russia did not interfere with the election. Now, the entire claim that Russia was hacking the election is based on the claim that Russia was responsible for the DNC email leaks. That's the entire basis for it. There is no evidence for it whatsoever. And Napolitano is saying the NSA knows Russia did not interfere with the election because it wasn't a hack. It was an internal leak. And we're getting that from all different kinds of people here. And Ron Paul's just come right out on and said, do we believe Edward Snowden and Julian Assange or John McCain and Lindsey Graham? And obviously that's almost a study in foregone conclusions. Of course we're going to take Snowden and Assange, especially over Songbird McCain and I Love Israel Graham. Now, Paul Joseph Watson is saying the reason for this sudden scream about Russia hacking the election is apparently because the effort to intimidate the electors, to threaten them to vote for Hillary, has failed utterly. Now, back when it looked like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania were in play and could be locked up, the electoral gap was very narrow, but that whole recount nonsense failed miserably. It's even backflashed a little bit. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. And so the magic number for Hillary Clinton is 38. She needs to get 38 electors who are pledged to Donald Trump to vote for her. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And that's why they're out there saying, if you vote for Trump, you're a Russian stooge. You're a traitor if you don't vote for Hillary Clinton. And they're thrashing around, and it's really not very effective whatsoever. And, I mean, we're seeing all these articles coming out of, like, Blacklisted News. Former British ambassador says Russian election hack conspiracy theory is Kafka-esque. And if you're not familiar with the plays of Kafka, the situations were always one of complete hopelessness of the individual in the face of an out-of-control bureaucracy. You're on trial for a crime. You don't know what it is they say you've done. You've got no way of defending yourself. And it is that completely out of control. Now, more and more U.S. intelligence veterans are coming on out and saying that this claim about Russia hacking is not holding up. And they're saying basically under normal circumstances, U.S. intelligence agencies like the CIA would not rely on a circumstantial evidence case when they have the capability to develop hard evidence. The reason they're going with this anonymous source and circumstantial cases, they don't have any hard evidence. It's just a blanket accusation. Now, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaffer was on WMAL Radio Monday. He's a retired Army intelligence officer saying, look, there wouldn't be a reason for Russia to interfere with the election because Donald Trump as president doesn't actually give them any kind of an advantage over Hillary. There is no gain. There's no motive for Russia to interfere on this issue. But they're out there talking about, you know, foreign influence on Donald Trump. Well, let's talk a little bit about foreign influence. I posted a little graphic out here this morning where we're looking at foreign governments who had given over $50,000 to the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. The government of Norway, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the Commonwealth of Australia, the government of the Netherlands, Ireland, Kuwait, the Norwegian Agency for Developing Cooperation, Qatar, the government of Brunei, the Sultanate of Oman, Great Britain, United Arab Emirates, Taiwan Economic Cultural Office, Algeria, Canada, Germany. You don't think that they're expecting influence in exchange for that? But, foreign influence is only bad when it's the Russians. It's those bad, bad, evil Russians. Evil, 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 evil Russians. Now, I used to have a lot of respect for Keith Olbermann. But obviously, he has now sold out. And he's out there pushing this thing. We're at war with Russia. We're losing the war with Russia. They're interfering with our country. Trump is a Russian stooge. And if you don't agree with me, you're a traitor to America. And I'm a little surprised. I thought Keith was a little more level-headed than that. Now, Piers Morgan is out there making a very cogent, and I might add, accurate observation. Hillary and the Democrats, the liberalologists, as I'm starting to call them, they are not defending American democracy from foreign meddling. They are, in fact, a threat to American democracy by trying to overturn the Electoral College, overturn the election, and stage what amounts to a soft coup d'etat against the government, against the American people. They're trying to steal the country. Hillary isn't just stealing the White House. She wants to steal all those future tax revenues. She wants to steal the lives of your children who are going to die in those wars of conquest she dreams of. That's how serious this is. And it may be backfiring. We're starting to see articles like this one from Global Research about how the Democrats are destroying themselves with this Russia hacking hysteria. They're hoisting with their own petard because they're looking for somebody to blame. It's not our fault. We're the victims. We're the snowflakes. We're the buttercups. We never do anything wrong. We meant well. We're working for a better world, and everything we do is justified. And they're looking, Hillary lost because of Russia, and she lost because of the fake media. No, Hillary Clinton lost this election because she is a polarizing, untrustworthy warmonger with a 30-year record of crimes and corruptions. And she's managed to get away with it all, and that does not qualify you to be a president. Tomi Lahren is out there saying sooner or later the Democrats are going to run out of people, nations, elections, recounts, and social media platforms to blame for their loss, and they're going to have to deal with it. I imagine they'll run into their little safe space rooms and lock the door and play with their Play-Doh and cry and all the rest of it. Let's grab a quick phone call here. Pat in Fort Worth, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I have a lot of theories about things that people are talking about now. One thing you just talked about, the Contras. And the drug running?
Yes.
Well, there's a book called 1982, Magog Canceled. You ever heard of it?
Well, no.
Israel discovered an enclave, a Russian enclave in Sidon, Lebanon, and they had built a huge underground city almost with their big, huge earth-moving, tunnel-digging.
Okay, this sounds like it's a work of fiction. Okay?
Well, they did that. Okay. They did that semiconductor thing over here in Texas, too.
Hang on, Pat. Thank you very much. It's kind of going a little off topic and outside, so we're going to let you go here. You know, what we know about Iran-Contra has been documented by the people who took part in it. And again, getting back to that issue of fake media, you need to remember that two very experienced Washington Post reporters, Sally Denton and Roger Morris, wrote an article about how the Reagan Bush and Clinton White Houses were tangled up in this whole ongoing drug scandal in Arkansas. It was called The Crimes of MENA. We actually have a copy of it at my website. I'm going to repost it on this next commercial break here. And they had written this story based on documents recovered from assassinated drug pilot Barry Seal. And they took the story to their boss at the Washington Post. The lawyers at the Washington Post fact-checked it, looked at all the evidence and documentation they had, and they cleared it for publication. The Washington Post lawyers said, this is a true, accurate story, and we should go with it. And Washington Post managing editor Bob Kaiser, who was a fellow Skull and Bone alumni with George Bush, spiked the story. Wouldn't even meet with Sally Denton and Roger Morris. He hid in his office and he told his secretary, go tell him we can't run with this story. So when you want to find out who the real news and who the fake news is, the Washington Post helped cover up this massive drug smuggling operation that involved the highest elements of the U.S. government. There's the fake news for you. Now then, getting on back to the present situation here. Out in Colorado, a federal judge has now blocked a motion by the Colorado electors to change the state rules so that they would not be forced to vote for Donald Trump. And the judge said, no, you're supposed to represent the people of this state. And if you're not going to do that, the honorable thing is to resign. So we're finding out now that this whole faithless elector situation is organized. And apparently there is this public relations firm, Megaphone Strategies, which is working with the White House and Hillary Clinton to work on behalf of these faithless electors to get them interviews on TV and radio and get on this stuff out there saying, oh, we've got a duty to the country to prevent Donald Trump from we have to get Hillary Clinton in there or she's going to send us all to jail with all the blackmail information she's got. So who are these faithless electors? What kind of people accept an office pledging to represent the results of the election, pledging to represent the people of their state, and then they just change their mind? Well, let's take a look at one. Stephen Christopher Suprin. This is that faithless elector down in Texas. He's got a lot of media coverage. He's all over. He wrote an op-ed in the New York Times about how he couldn't possibly vote for Donald Trump. And they were saying, see, this is a man of honor and principle. And it turns out he's anything but. People have been digging into this guy, and according to this article that came out of gotnews.com, this Stephen Christopher Suprin was a member of the cheating website Ashley Madison before they realized it was all a hoax. Apparently is in bankruptcy, married with three young kids while he was doing the Ashley Madison, hideously in debt, and apparently has been linked to a payday loan scam site. So who appoints a scumbag like this to be a state elector is what I want to know, and mostly because somebody who's that deeply in debt and facing that kind of legal trouble is wide open for manipulation and blackmail from outside. Now, story coming out of Veterans News Now, a threat to the Electoral College. And they're talking about how the liberalologists are now out there saying, we've just got to throw the Electoral College out and go on the popular vote. Well, that would violate the ex post facto provision of the Constitution, first of all. Second of all, you don't get to change the rules of the game after the game is all over. I mean, you're sitting there in Las Vegas, you're penniless, and you're now saying, maybe it should be 22 instead of 21 on blackjack. They're going to laugh at you. And nobody can document that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote because of all the fraud that has been discovered so far in these recounts. Now, we're going to take a break for some commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back after these few words. We'll be right back.
husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I actually tried that at one of the casinos at the blackjack table, you know, the 22 argument, but they didn't go for it, though.
Yeah, I didn't think they would.
Mike, first, you know, you notice with these Republicans, like, obviously Hillary supporters are all fanatics. This would never happen to an Electoral College voter on the Democratic side. This only happens to the Republicans. They're the ones who never do a thorough enough job of vetting their people. You know, it never happens to the Democrats.
Well, I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look at the history of the Electoral College. I mean, there have been faithless electors before, usually protest votes. None of them have ever succeeded in reversing the will of the people. But again, trying to get 38 electors to jump ship on Trump, that is really a long shot. And even if it were to happen, nobody would think the Electoral College acted in good faith, and that would give Congress the legal right to overrule them.
Yeah, but a lot of these guys in Congress, even, you know, the Republicans and, you know, nominally Republicans, I'm worried. They're against Trump. They wouldn't mind seeing Hillary Clinton as president. I really believe that. Guys like Lindsey Graham and John McCain, they don't want to see Trump as president.
No, because they're pro-war, and the war party, you know, crosses both aisles, and you've got Trump saying he wants to normalize relations with China and Russia. Plus, again, Hillary has got all of official Washington, you know, by the short and curlies with all this blackmail information that they've been using to avoid legal prosecution for their crimes all these years. And that's why they're all working for – it's not like they like Hillary or like her policies or anything. They're scared that they're going to lose their very cushy jobs and their big fat paychecks and that they're actually going to go to jail for a lot of what they've done.
Yeah, Mike, two things. One thing, first, like I said, I support your – I think your idea of reforming the electoral system is great, but – you never seem to mention, or at least I haven't heard you mention, campaign finance reform. Because unless you reform that, then you're still going to have these big money interests in control, ultimate control of the system. So, I mean, yes, we need to reform the electoral system, but we also have to get this big money out of the system. Because it also, it's so corrupting.
I absolutely agree. I mean, the original way this country was set up, there were strict limits on political donations from anybody, so that a candidate's campaign war chest was a true reflection of their popular support. Of course, the big money interests who want to corrupt and sway that system have lobbied over the years for we should be allowed to contribute more because we're richer and so forth. And then that ridiculous decision that corporations, buildings, are legal persons for the purpose of the First Amendment and investing in political campaigns, you know the corporation isn't spending that money. It's the CEO. And it's a way for CEOs to have a greater influence on the political system than ordinary citizens, and that is not what America is supposed to be. And you're absolutely right. We need to go back to a system where there are strict limits on campaign donations, so that those who are running and are elected represent the will of the people and not just the puppets of the corporations.
And then, Mike, also, you said, you know, back in your day, your generation, you were propagandized and regarding communism. They were scaring the kids about communism and the Russians, and you said that's not going on. You know, these today's kids didn't grow up with that. But I kind of disagree. I mean, yes, they're not – maybe they're not trying to scare the kids with that message about the commies because they're not commies anymore. But they still indoctrinate these kids regarding the state. And how they should all revere the state. And right now, the state is demonizing Russia. So if the state is demonizing Russia, I think these kids are going to still believe it.
I'm sure that today, right now, over the last couple of months, we've probably seen our public school system start to demonize Russia. But I'm talking about kids who have been, you know, 18 years going through the public school system without all of that. Because they were instead being propagandized about things like human-caused global warming and all the rest of that other nonsense. But the fact that they're not getting a lot of traction on this, I think, is very, very telling.
Yeah, but I'm still worried, though. I won't be relieved, you know, until Tuesday.
Well, for me, it's January 20th because there's still some shenanigans that can happen on the 6th of January. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Bob in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is Bob in Indiana, and I was listening to you the other day, and somebody called in about Scientology. Mm-hmm. I listened or read Leah Renini's one on Troublemaker, and it's a fantastic book exposing quite many things on Scientology, and of course Christianity is right on the heels. My question is, did you say that she wrote another book?
No, she has a TV series out now about Scientology. And it's really very good. It's mostly talking about what happens to members of the church after they leave. They get threatened. Anybody who wants to talk about what's inside the church, they get followed and harassed. It's real Gestapo, liberalologist, brown shirt kind of behavior.
Yeah, I know. Well, We don't watch TV. How can I watch it?
I think they're streaming the older episodes on the website of, I think it's A&E, that I actually don't recall off the top of my head which channel is covering it, but just do a search for Lee Remini Scientology, and I'm sure you'll be able to find it. And the other one, of course, would be HBO's Going Clear, which I'm sure is available on their website as well. And they're really very insightful. And like I said, I used to run into these people all the time when I was working in Hollywood. They're very, very, very scary. Because they're convinced they're working for a better world, and therefore anything they do is perfectly justified in that belief that it's somehow helping planet Earth. Okay?
Okay, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to the Black Trump supporter somewhere in the Northeast. What's on your mind? Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Michael.
Okay.
Mike, I just wanted to tell... I was just calling to tell you, okay, with the thank God the judge blocked it in Pennsylvania. But there was an article that came out when I was watching all that stuff going on last week. 3 days ago, it said that there was no chance. The electors in Pennsylvania were showing no signs of flipping, voting for Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
So that kind of, you know, put that, that's at least, and they're unbound too, so they could vote for him and there's no penalty. And then an article was saying how like the state police had reached out to them and offered their support for them, and if they needed anything, you know, they were right there watching. So,
well, that's not just the local police. I mean, Oath Keepers are out there, and what's really kind of amazing, the Department of Justice is refusing to investigate these death threats against the electors, and they won't even say what the basis of that decision is. They're simply saying no comment. We're not investigating the death threats against the electors, and we're not going to tell you why.
That's crazy.
Okay, thank you very much, and we're going to switch over to James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. It's James from Tokyo, the person that you've criticized for about a year, comparing Hillary to Godzilla. Godzilla has never killed as many people as Hillary, for Christ's sake.
Well, look, let's give credit where credit is due. Godzilla did not take money from foreign governments to destroy Japan.
Thank you for that. You know, thank you for elevating our mascot. First, before I talk about the elector stuff, you mentioned Westworld.
Yes.
On your show, and I watched it. It was pretty good.
It is. It's great.
Well,
the writing is fab. I'm still going through. I'm rerunning the earlier episodes. I mean, the writing is so good. I mean, I'm always picking up all this new stuff here. And what's really amazing, I just got done donating a bunch of political buttons to the Smithsonian. And in the middle, I found I still had the promo button from the original 1973 theatrical release of Michael Crichton's original Westworld. So I dropped it in an envelope and I mailed it off to J.J. Abrams, and I hope he actually gets it because I'm sure he'll get a big kick out of it.
You know what I hate when you say like on your show, oh, like stuff like shows like this always make me glad that I'm paying for cable. And I don't think you should pay for cable, because I use Cody.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of yours, Rye Dawson, also in Japan, he uses Kodi, and we can watch every show and movie for free, and it's legal. And I think
hang on here a little bit, okay? If the production company can't make money producing the show, there won't be a show to watch. My only objection to paying for cable is when cable first came on out, the idea was that if you were paying for it, you didn't have to deal with the commercials. And today you're paying for cable and you're getting more commercials than you even did, with over the air broadcast. And that's my gripe. With our local cable, I'm upset with how many reruns there are and how little original programming there is. But there is some good original programming out there. Obviously, Westworld. We've had the season finale. Now we got to wait for season two. There's another one I feel I ought to mention as well. The Sci-Fi Channel finally woke up, and they stopped all these Roger Corman Dino Croc versus Super Octopus, whatever things they were going to do. And they've got a new series called Incorporated, which is a projection into the future when corporations really do run the world, and that is also worth catching.
Well, even if you have a desire to pay for cable, you still get Cody. And,
I'm not going,
so
no.
You're not hurting anyone.
Yeah, you are. You are. I mean, because, you know, these people are in business to make money for their creative effort. And obviously, having been in that business myself, I'm going to be on their side. If the money doesn't come in from putting out your music, your video, your film, then there won't be music, video, and film next year. And that's just the reality of the situation. Right now, I understand that Amazon's Grand Tour, which was the repackaging of Jeremy Clarkson and James May and Richard Hammond from the old Top Gear into a new show. And by the way, Claire and I are enjoying that one as well. That is now the most pirated show on the internet. And again, if everybody is stealing it for free, then there won't be a Grand Tour next year. So, I mean, come on, let's do the honorable thing here. If we're enjoying these shows, let's give them our money so that there'll be more of the shows in the future. It's just common sense. Okay? Anyway,
well, I'm not a big spender like you, but I appreciate
I'm not a big spender either, but
I appreciate your heart that you're Your heart is as clean as that harp playing angel.
Her heart's a lot electors, cleaner than mine. Her heart is a lot cleaner than mine.
About the electors.
Yes.
About the electors, do you really think it's going to stand? Because I think if that kind of stuff goes through and she gets the extra, whatever it is, 22 votes.
38.
I think the government will shut down. There will be so many enraged people. I just don't think they can do
it. I'm hearing that from so many places, so many angry people, and they're talking about civil war. You've got media in other countries talking about how the U.S. could have a civil war over this nonsense. And even if it quiets down and goes away and Donald Trump is the president, what Hillary and the liberalologists have done to America's public image abroad, we will be decades recovering from that damage to our image. We're not seen as a great nation anymore. We're not seen as a moral leader anymore. We're basically seen as just another tin pot dictatorship, although in Hillary's case, it's a gold pot. Our nation has suffered a tremendous amount of damage from all of this nonsense.
Hey, can I ask you one quick question?
Real quick.
Okay. You mentioned before that you had the iPhone, you know, 5, and you were upset with Windows, and Claire uses the producer sonar. I use the producer sonar, too. But anyway, if I made a really great song for What Really Happened, would you use it if it was better than what you had?
I find that impossible to believe that you could write a better song than Claire does. Claire's laughing in the other room.
I know, but I'll send it to you. I love Claire, right. And I love all her music.
Go ahead and send it along.
Okay,
we'll take a
Mike.
Listen at it as well. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to another James,
bye-bye.
This one in Charlotte, North Carolina. Aloha, James. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. I was just curious, did you ever get the record snowfall on the peaks on the Big Island?
Yeah, we got like almost 30 inches down there on the tops of the volcanoes. I mean, it's just amazing. I'm going to go down to the Big Island and open a ski shop.
Yeah, well, it's we're getting our hard freeze here in North Carolina about a month early this year. So I'm I'll let you know about
we're still what 10 days away from the official start of winter.
Yeah. Let me just ask you a couple of things regarding the electoral vote. You had mentioned about Colorado; they were trying to change the rules on the voting. Seems odd that. Because Hillary won Colorado officially, probably not actually, but officially she did. I was just wondering why they were trying to change the voting rules there.
I would have to go back and look, because some states, it's winner take all on the electors, and others, it's apportioned. So if Hillary had 60...
Colorado's winner take all.
Colorado's winner take. Well, then I don't understand why this was a big deal, because the electors who wanted the state law changed said they did not want to vote for Trump. They wanted to vote for Hillary. So we'll have to take a closer look at that issue. But it really comes down to this. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton ran this election campaign. They both went into it agreeing to the rules that are in the Constitution on how our presidential elections are being run. And now that it's all over and Hillary didn't get the result she wanted, she wants the rules changed retroactively. That's not real world. That's not real world. So she's trying to do a soft coup d'etat.
Yeah. Let me just throw a quick idea out, and I don't know, you may want to criticize it or whatever, but I've always thought it would be more fair in terms of the electoral vote to go by congressional districts. Whoever wins the popular vote within a congressional district gets that district as an electoral vote, and whoever wins a majority of the nation's 435 congressional districts would be declared the winner. And that way you would never have a split between the popular vote and the electoral vote because the population's balanced within each congressional district.
Well, that's not necessarily a given, and that's for the same reason when this whole thing first came on up. If you have a congressional district where there's 100 people living there and all of them vote for candidate A, then you have two other districts with 100 people each, and 51 of those people vote for candidate B, you're going to have a situation where candidate B wins the electoral votes from those three districts, even though candidate A actually has the greatest number of popular votes. It's a complex issue trying to balance the two, but the issue was going back to the fact that the name of this country is the United States, plural, of America. And the states are supposed to be equal in power and authority and in partnership with that central federal government. And so the Electoral College, among its many other reasons for being, is to make sure that the states are equally represented in the choosing of the government. Otherwise, it'd just be the four most populous states picking every single election, and people in places like Nebraska and South Dakota would have absolutely no influence whatsoever on the elections. So that's why that's there. And is it perfect? No. But it is the rules that everybody agreed to play by, and Hillary is just being a sore loser by looking back and saying, well, let's just throw the rules out and give me the White House because I can claim I had the popular vote. But again, we can't document that she actually won the popular vote because of all the illegal immigrants, all the dead voters, all the machine problems, and especially I'm sure they're glad Michigan finally shut down their recount because it was exposing massive, massive election fraud, all favoring Hillary Clinton.
They'll probably never find them all. I'm sure she did not win.
It's the system is designed to hide it. That's the problem with our current election system. It's designed to facilitate and conceal massive election fraud, and that is why it has to go.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I was just thinking on the Electoral College, one of the benefits that isn't spoken of very often is the fact that if two or three states could determine an election, it would be very easy for a hostile government or an actor to come in and say, hey, we're just going to campaign in California and New York and win the election and overthrow that country that way. I think
Foreign government, illegal immigrants who are allowed to vote. And that came very close to happening because if you look where Hillary Clinton was getting her greatest victories in terms of election, it's California, which is filled with illegal immigrants, and all those sanctuary cities. I mean, Hillary votes spiked in all those sanctuary cities, and those cities are filled with people who aren't supposed to be able to vote.
That's right. So we do need a paper trail from every precinct in the United States, a better method of being able to actually tally the votes for their authenticity. But the Electoral College is a pretty good system. Believe it or not, I mean, it prevents, like I said, the hostile actors from coming in and saying, "Hey, we're gonna overthrow this country."
Yeah, it was a last ditch. It was a safety mechanism. It's trying to balance the popular vote with the interests of the states, and also as a last ditch mechanism, so that a populist demagogue who really would be a bad president is blocked from the White House. And again, there's another fail-safe mechanism behind that, where if Congress determines the Electoral College has not acted in good faith, they can overturn that. And it is a complex system. Now, we've got an article, I've been putting it up, about how to have a more honest, transparent election system. And it gets rid of tabulation centers, gets rid of the electronic voting machines, and it's everybody just sort of crowdsource counting the vote and tracking the numbers all the way up from the precincts to the national election, so everybody with a calculator can verify the numbers for themselves. And that is going to, that's going to prevent a huge amount of the fraud that we have been seeing.
That's right. And I think that we do need Obama to show us every bit of evidence that he has saying that Russia hacked our election, because I think that's a crime that our president would come out and say that. That type of a false flag, that needs to be punished. We need to prove that that's a false flag, and I think that we can.
Actually, the burden of proof is on Obama. After, you know, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. The assumption is everything Obama says is a lie. The burden of proof is on him. We got to let you go. Thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with a couple more phone calls.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop fibromalic.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Concerning the last caller's comments, all this nonsense about the Russian hacking or what have you, doesn't matter whether it was hacked or it was leaked. Who gives a damn? I mean, if you look at the information, surely the American people are entitled to know the crimes, the fraud, the lies and corruption of Hillary Clinton and her DNC. You know.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Back during the summer, Huffington Post was saying exactly the same thing. It doesn't matter where the information came from. You need to be looking at it. Of course, today, Huffington Post has gone the other way, saying, pay no attention to what's actually in there. It's that Russia's attacking us. And Obama's saying exactly the same thing. The last thing they want is for the American people to actually be reading the Podesta emails and the DNC leaks and see just how fraudulent this whole election has been. This isn't just about Hillary Clinton trying to cheat Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton and the entire Democratic Party establishment cheated Bernie Sanders. And, you know, when I was a kid, we were always told cheaters never prosper or they shouldn't prosper. And we know sometimes they get away with it, but if we know they're cheating, we have a moral obligation to stand up and do everything we can to say those who cheat the system should go down in absolute ruin.
Well, I mean, even if Russia did hack the system, they're as clever as the NSA and others. They're as smart. They would hide it. There's no way they could find it.
Napolitano was saying exactly that same thing. If it had really been Russia, there wouldn't have been a trace. And by the way, something to remember, when the DNC emails first surfaced, the DNC said there was no evidence of hacking on their systems whatsoever. And we've got all these other people who've come on out and said this was an internal leak. Assange said it was an internal leak. Craig Murray is saying it's an internal leak. Some people seem to think it was probably Seth Rich, who was murdered in Washington, D.C. He was a DNC insider. The police are saying it was just a robbery, but he still had his wallet, his watch, and his cell phone. Kind of a dumb robber to kill somebody and leave all the goodies behind, don't you think?
Well, I think there was probably a Bernie Sanders supporter in the NSA. They leaked all the stuff out to WikiLeaks, who then published it. So I'm rather thinking it was a frustrated Bernie Sanders supporter who actually leaked the information. It wasn't hacked at all.
Well, that it was a leak is pretty much obvious at this point. I don't think it was a Bernie Sanders supporter, because Bernie Sanders people didn't have access to those internal DNC Hillary emails. You have to look at who actually had the access to the material that was leaked out. Sanders supporters wouldn't have had that. Seth Rich did.
Yes, but what I mean is an NSA employee who was a Bernie Sanders supporter. He had access. They supposedly have access to everybody's emails and servers.
Well, again, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a Bernie Sanders supporter. It may be somebody in the NSA who understands that Hillary's path toward the White House could trigger a civil war, and nobody wants that to happen. We got to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth, 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 truth.